It won't be in very many headlines, but God is still at work around the world. And the exciting news is you can be part of it. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll share the physical and spiritual needs of the persecuted Christians in Pakistan. And there's something you should know about International Women's Day. But first, in Pakistan, the Taliban strikes back to repay the recent execution of a well-known assassin. A suicide bomber just killed over 10 people outside of Islamabad. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says tensions have reached a new high.
There have been demonstrations, riots, fires in the streets in major cities across the country.
And Christians are caught in the middle. An FMI-supported safe house designed to protect persecuted Christians was recently raided.
The persecuted believers that were staying there, they were apprehended. They were taken by authorities. They were tortured, including waterboarding of the father of this family.
Thankfully, FMI's national director was able to rescue the family, but the safe house and everything in it was lost. You can help replace the supplies at missionnews.org.
And so we're asking Mission Network News listeners to be praying for our national director. He now is getting interrogated by authority.
In other news, today is International Women's Day. And to celebrate, Tina Yeager from Operation Mobilization is talking about the Freedom Challenge. It's a movement of women helping to end oppression and slavery while sharing the gospel through things like mountain climbing.
For the Freedom Challenge, our heart is that women know where their value comes from and that they have dignity and they are made in the image of Christ. So Women's Day for us represents around the world the freedom and the awareness of who we are in Christ.
This year's climb is the biggest yet, with 300 women expected to attend. The climb will take place in Wyoming from July 31st to August 5th.
We're just excited to see what God does for the women who say yes, because we know that he has called us there, and he's going to do something amazing for the women and children that we're climbing on behalf of, but also for the women who attend.
Registration for this year's event ends April 15th. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. It used to be a Bible translator's lifetime's work to create a written language for an oral culture. Today, the phrase, necessity is the mother of invention, rings more true than ever before. Robin Green is behind Faith Comes By Hearing software breakthrough called Render.
What Render does is allows someone who is a speaker of more than one language to listen to a recording of scripture in a language that they understand and then do the translation orally into their mother tongue and then record their translation.
Meaning that the program allows translation and recording to happen at the same time. Now, accuracy is a huge concern, but so is timeliness.
Once that passage of scripture gets through the entire translation process and is approved, then it is distributable scripture, and we don't have to wait for an entire book or an entire testament before we're able to distribute something.
Their prayer needs?
We are planning to launch with a project in Uganda in May. That will be our first project to actually produce distributable scripture.
And what if we told you that musical instruments are being used to battle social issues? Creative Solutions are the foundation of a unique ministry with a unique name, Poetis. It's a combination of the words poetry and justice, and it engages communities in Africa through the arts. Brad Howell says individuals are then equipped and empowered to make a difference.
The social injustices that have just become part of their life, part of their culture, are starting to be erased. They're breaking those things down.
In Zambia, music academies are making futures brighter for children and young adults.
They learn skills of how to play the instrument, yes, and how to read music and how to perform in a group, but they also bring skills into other areas. And they say, well, maybe I could teach, or maybe I could become a lawyer, or maybe I can go to college and I never could do that before.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. The words penned are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.